Friday, January 20, tech help adults wanting to learn about Google Drive, a free cloud-based storage service, can get tips from the Port Moody Public Library, which from 11 a.m. to noon, will host a lesson in the Park Lane Room, inside Port Moody City Hall, 100 Newport Drive. Bring your laptop or use one of the libraries. You'll need a Google account, Gmail address, to sign in. Register, Port Moody Library. C.A. Coco, Art Tour. The Art Gallery at Evergreen, 1205 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam, between 5 and 6 p.m. to see the latest exhibition before heading out with a cup of hot chocolate to see the lights at Lafarge at Town Center Park. Take SkyTrain to the Lafarge Lake Douglas Station. More, Evergreen Cultural Center. C.A. New Art. Meet the artists behind the exhibits opening tonight at 7 p.m. at Place Des Arts, 1120 Brunette Avenue, Coquitlam, Emerging Talent 25. Various mediums by grade 12 art students in School District 43, Creating Home, Ukwaka Ikaya, Paintings and Poetry by Sid Eva, and Alchemical Transformations, Acrylics, Oils and Mixed Media by Louise Bunn. The three shows will be up until March 9, and online from January 27 to March 9. More, Placides Arts. Kane the Buff Stage 43 Theatrical Society ends its run of its second show of the season, Calendar Girls. Based on the 2003 movie starring Helen Mirren and Julie Walters, the British comedy is directed by Tiffany Marquardt for the Coquitlam Company. The play is mounted tonight, Saturday and Sunday at 7:30 p.m., and January 15 at 3 p.m. at the Evergreen Cultural Center, 1205 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam. More, stage43.org/ticketslights at LA Farge. Bundle up, and bring an umbrella, to visit Lights at Lafarge, the city of Coquitlam's annual light show featuring a million lights. From Tuesdays to Saturdays, the city's Park Spark team will be at the TD Community Plaza at Town Center Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. with free activities. The lights are on daily from dusk to 11 p.m. until mid-February. Come before 6 p.m. or after 8 p.m. on weekdays to avoid the crowds. The event is presented by Coquitlam Center. More, coquitlam.ca/lightsaturday. January 21 Lunar New Year. Korean speaking families with young children can drop in to the City Center branch of the Coquitlam Public Library, 1169 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam, to mark Seollal, Korean Lunar New Year, with traditional stories, games and activities from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. No registration is required. More, Coke Library. C.A. Break Bread. Families with kids ages 12 and up can join a workshop and lunch in one of Coquitlam's oldest homes, Mackin House. From 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., registrants can tour the museum's new exhibit, Breaking Bread, and learn how to make soup, cream of tomato and savory pumpkin, as well as herb bread in the kitchen of the home, 1116 Brunette Avenue, Coquitlam. The cost is $25 per person. More, Coquitlam Heritage. Kavan Django. The Gypsy Jazz Quartet Van Django ushers in the new year and plays the fourth show in the inaugural Inlet Theatre Music Series in Port Moody. The band, which features music from the 1930s in Paris, France and made up of Cameron Wilson, Bud Schacht, Finn Manish and Brent Goebbels, performs in the Inlet Theatre, inside Port Moody City Hall, 100 Newport Drive, at 7:30 p.m. More, Port Moody Music. Com Brewskis, salsa strap on some dancing shoes for the Hot Salsa Dance Zone's monthly party at Site B Brewing, 3012 Murray Street, Port Moody, along Brewers Row. Singles and couples of all ages are welcome. A beginner's class is at 8 p.m. while the dance floor opens at 9 p.m. Admission is $10. More, hotsalsadancezone.com/eventspop. Pop Junkies, a five-piece band playing pop music hits from the 1960s and up, is on the Asylum soundstage in Hard Rock Casino Vancouver, 2080 United Boulevard, Coquitlam, at 9:30 p.m. There is no cover. However, guests must be at least 19 years old. More, Hard Rock Casino Vancouver. Com Sunday, January 22 Gung Hei. Port Moody Coquitlam MP Bonita Zerillo will ring in the Chinese New Year, the Year of the Rabbit, at the Port Moody Winter Farmers Market, on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the parking lot next to the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road. The federal representative will have lucky red envelopes for kids. This week's vendors include Backed Cookies, Bonehead's Kitchen, Rockweld Farm, and the Top Coffee Roasters. More. Make Bake Grow. ComThe Wardens. The Rocky Mountain-based band The Wardens tell stories and sing songs about being wardens in Canada's national parks for the past 50 years, in a 7:30 p.m. concert at the Evergreen Cultural Centre, 1205 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam. Made up of Scott Ward, guitar, Ray Schmidt, bass, mandolin, guitar, and Scott Duncan, fiddle, the ensemble was nominated last year for a Canadian Folk Music Award. Tickets are $35/$32/$16. More, Evergreen Cultural Center, CA.